in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
A 34-year-old police officer who was a member of the public order policing in Mariani Hills was shot and fatally wounded on Sunday night. The report that we have for now is that he was traveling from a wedding to his place of residence when along the Kisisa Road at Matlabatini in Kwanolosi, another motorist drove recklessly and blocked his path. We are also getting reports that a conflict of some sort ensued, and the other driver produced a firearm and shot the officer dead at the scene.
And Lieutenant, were any passengers traveling with the officer, and what are their current state?
The officer was traveling with his wife, who was seated at the back seat. She did not sustain any injuries, but for precaution, she was also taken to hospital for medical checkups, but she's fine.
There was another incident quite similar to this where a police officer was shot and killed in January. How concerning are these incidents to the force?
Any death of a police officer is a worrisome factor for the police, because we cannot afford to be losing members who are supposed to be safeguarding the residents of the province and the country at large. So we are concerned and worried when an officer is gunned down. It doesn't matter what the reason is, but the mere act of killing a police officer, we have the opinion and the view that it should carry a hefty sentence when the suspect is arrested, because on and off duty, a police officer is a police officer, and it should be given the respect as such.
Will the Hawks be taking over the investigation now?
The DPCI are responsible for investigating any crimes against the police officers. So yes, they'll be roped in and take over the investigation.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.